A news reporter stated that the family farm was not listed as an occupation on a census taken several years ago. There just aren't enough of them left to make it worthwhile. We laugh now, he said, but we'll cry later. One of the greatest sources of strength for our nation in the past has been the family farm. People who come from the family farms of America spend time at home, spend time in the country, learn how to work, and experience a sense of accomplishment. I wouldn't trade my experience of growing up on a family farm for anything. I'm especially grateful for parents who raised me on one. Oh, sure, as a kid I complained. I suppose most kids do. But the work was good for me. South Dakota had a lot of wind, but many evenings became calm and still. And after a long, hard day, it was relaxing to sit in front of the house and listen to and watch the wild ducks as they quacked and skidded in for landings on the lake a short distance away. People in the city enjoy the city, I guess. But for me, I still enjoy the country. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
You've heard of Support Your Local Sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Modere Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look back. And welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program. Friday, the 10th of January, 2025. Boy, it is difficult to cover everything that is happening and to have the insight to see what is going on in the Middle East. Israel is continuing the campaign against the enemies. America is continuing. This administration, Biden, the head of the corporation, he's not doing a very good job of the American corporation. He's not president. Legally, Donald Trump has been the president even to this point, which Donald Trump today went to court to be sentenced. It was a nothing burger. They didn't fine him. They didn't, no community service. They probably wanted him to work at McDonald's or on a trash truck for community service. Nothing. It was a nothing burger. In Ukraine, we're finding every way in which to send American dollars, that great sucking sound, your dollars going to Ukraine. Then in the Middle East, in Syria, the Islamic Jihad, the Islamic army, taken over Syria. They're planning something. They're going to do something. They're going to provoke Israel once again. And Israel's going to destroy Damascus. Qatar and Jordan right now and Iran, they're trying to figure out, or they're working on a plan to be very involved in what happens in Syria. Iran really is not the main player presently. And then the Muhammad al-Julani, he goes from wearing, I don't know if you've seen photos of him, he's wearing fatigues, he's wearing military clothing, he's just a rebel. And then here he's a photo op. He's dressed in a black suit. He looks like one of the sheiks, one of the wealthy leaders of the Arab nations. A black suit. He looks like Assad, dressed very well. Looks like a U.S. businessman. This is what power does to you. And he has morphed into a politician, from soldier to politician. Then back here at the ranch, there's still, the deep state is still actively pursuing different objectives to keep Donald Trump from being sworn in on January 20th. And then in L.A., the fires. Now, there was an article I was reading yesterday, and it was out of the Daily Mail. I'm going to go back to America's, we have harnessed the spirits of the air to control weather. Not just the wind, but rain also. Out of the Daily Mail yesterday, scientists blame this new weather phenomenon dubbed hydroclimate whiplash for these devastating fires. The winds coming from the east to the west, from inland toward the ocean rather than vice versa. And now what they'll do, most likely, is once these winds and the fires are once they've reached their objective, now they're going to turn on the water. And they're probably going to wash the land of all the toxins. It's what you call hydroclimate whiplash. You go to drought, you go to floods. Back to drought, floods. And you have this back and forth. Exactly what happened up in, what was it, Paradise? And also other fires. You get the fires, then you get wet weather, and you get floods. You get mountains coming down. Mudslides. Atmospheric rivers. They're long, narrow bands of water vapor in the atmosphere. In 22 to 23, they deluged California with record-breaking rain in the winter. Now you have record-breaking winds here in the winter, and the winds are coming from the east, blowing to the west. Fortunately, it's taking smoke out to the ocean because that smoke is very toxic. They need to clear the land for the Olympics. And they're already, who has the contracts to build these huge condominiums, these small, maybe 1,000-foot homes? BlackRock? Vanguard, all these corporations? Hydroclimate whiplash defined as rapid swings between intensely wet and dangerous dry, intensely wet and dangerously dry weather. Storms, floods, droughts, wildfires, intense weather is on the rise globally. And all of this intense weather is a well, let me come back. We'll continue. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success, Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Every day, unborn children lose their lives to abortion. Their moms and dads face a death culture that do not support them and insist their unborn children are worth sacrificing. You can provide support and make a difference in their lives by donating on Colorado Gives Day. Schedule a payment for December 5th at lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. That's lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050. Thank you for your help.
Being a parent, especially for the first time, with that comes a lot of self-doubt. As a dad, I just try to lead by example. When you're trying to be the best person that you can be, your kids see that and then they emulate that.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
Love you now. We'll never love you.
climate change, using weather warfare to bring about climate change, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, tsunamis, shaking the earth with these weapons, causing earthquakes. You have Al Gore. He's an environmentalist, a supporter of the goals of the environment movement. It's a political and ethical movement. Anything but ethical. Supposedly to improve and protect the quality of the natural environment through massive fires in L.A. He's on board with that. Totally on board with it, because you clear over 10,000 homes, 10,000 families out of an area. And then what you do is you bring in a new city, a 15-minute cities. China, I'm sure, is going to be involved in this. Then you have John Kerry, the Jolly Green Giant, also pushing for, you know, protecting the environment, protecting Mother Nature, protecting Mother Earth. But the common denominator, people are expendable. People are useless. They are, you know, just like vermin that needs to be removed from the face of the earth. Same with Bill Gates. This is the spirit of the age. The spirit of the age would be, or the end of the world, would be culling the poor, the unneeded, those who would resist, refuse to go along with the objectives of the rulers of the world, eliminate them. Christ said that this would be the world that would, this would be the condition of the world. This would be the spirit of the age. Wars, disease, man-made, every kind of disease, designer diseases, turbo cancer, contamination from, like, when was it? Back in the 70s, they flew a plane, was it the 70s or 60s, for an experiment. They dusted, I think it was St. Louis. They sprayed cocaine over the city. Then when was it? Back in the 50s, they were using these foggers offshore San Diego to bring in certain viruses onto the coast. That's what they do. What they do. There's going to come a time when New York probably is going to burn to the ground too, but it's going to be a little more difficult with New York. You're not going to be able to start a fire in a certain area and allow it to burn the whole city down. There's no brush. There are no trees. There's no shrubs. Nothing, no tinder. So they're going to do it a different way. Disease. These people have no problem. These children of the devil have no problem in killing their fellow man. Not at all. Killing societies. Now, going back to, I was going to talk about America. According to the Bible, we'll control the atmosphere, not just the wind, but what's in the air. moisture. We would control what's invisible in the air. 5G, 6G, 10G, wherever they're headed. We will control the skies. And everything in that realm of the, from the surface of the earth all the way to the ionosphere and up to the edge of space. We will rule it, control it. It is America's domain. And we will also rule right outside of the Earth's atmosphere, everything around the world, through the whole space, wherever it touches the atmosphere. The surface of the water, Empire will rule everything that floats on the surface of the water. And we will control and rule everything under the water. And we're putting plans to put these sensors at different depths in all the oceans. Don't think it can't happen. If man is one, according to the book of Genesis, if man is one, whatever he imagines to do, he can bring it to pass. We control, eventually, we will control information in the United States, in the unipolar nations. Everything that's happening on internet, over the airwaves, we will control land masses. And if we can't control land masses internationally on the continents, well, we'll destroy everything. America has morphed into a creature that the Bible refers to as a beast. You can't define it. There's a creature in the book of Revelation that looks like it has teeth, mouth like a lion, claws like a lion, or teeth like a bear, like a leopard. It's a creature. You blend all these things together, and it becomes a beast. And you cannot control it. This country, in its quest for power, and these rulers of this country, and these families of this country, in their belief that they are gods, that they are the ones entitled to rule over the earth, they will be, for a short, brief period of time, pretty much unstoppable. Laws, law enforcement, militaries are not going to be able to contain what America has become and is becoming. We are a creature like the world has never seen. We're different. Our culture is not going to be denied. The American people, if given the opportunity, they will climb over one another to be the top of the hill. And if it means the death to those in the way, so be it. You're watching it right now with these two parties. You have the Uniparty, and these people are not going to allow Donald Trump to interfere with their objectives much longer. Only God himself is continuing to give Donald Trump and keep him moving forward, giving him the momentum. There's going to come a time when Donald Trump will eventually, that ship will come to a halt. And somebody else is going to take over the helm. And Donald Trump was sitting next to that person yesterday at Jimmy Carter's funeral. You don't have to believe me. I'm looking at the two final presidents of the United States of America sitting side by side, visiting back and forth, while Kamala and her husband sitting right in front of them. Ooh, we're not happy. Doug Emhoff, he did not like what he was hearing. He did not like Trump and Obama visiting. Kamala, she was not a happy camper. I'm telling you, she was just about to explode. She was about ready to turn around and start ripping eyes out of the head of Barack Obama for even talking to Trump. Then you hear, you see right next to Obama, Michael wasn't there. Michael, I don't know why Michael didn't show up. I'm sorry, that was a, I had a, what do you call it, Freudian slip. Michelle. So sitting next to Barry Satoru is Laura Bush. And she's listening to the conversation. And guess what happens? She starts smiling. She's listening and she's smiling. It's kind of like, what am I hearing? Now, Melania sitting to Donald Trump's left, she was, her face was straightforward. She did not like it. Because remember, when after the first election, when Trump moved into the White House, Melania wouldn't sleep in the White House. They found pentagrams under the rugs, and she refused to spend any time there without bringing in exorcists to cast out the witchcraft out of that White House, the Black House. You don't have to believe me. You look it up. Don't go to Google. You won't find anything. And then this time, she told Donald, I will not stay in the White House. I'll stay in New York or Mar-a-Lago. I'm not going to spend time in the White House. I don't like the witchcraft. That is an occult site. It is the womb and the in the Masonic teachings, it is where evil is being birthed. And from the time of Carter, who Jimmy Earl Carter, or Kennedy Carter Jr., has been laid to rest. And the Kennedys, I didn't see any of the Kennedys there. I don't think the Kennedys went. Jimmy Carter's the half-brother of the Kennedy boys, Ed, Robert, and John, and the girls. And I didn't see any of the Kennedy people there. Maybe they were, I didn't see it. But Melania is not going to spend any time in that womb. But there was Obama and Trump. These are the two final presidents, the two final leaders of the United States of America sitting side by side. And Barry's going to come back. It's very hard and difficult to believe, but down this rabbit hole, into that dimension that the world is in, that dimension is becoming more real every day. The people of the world are starting to see unbelievable signs. And I'm going to talk about another sign when we get back. Or when I get back. And we'll go a little deeper down that rabbit hole. That God is giving signs to the people of the world. This is a war between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of heaven. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
This is Dr. Catherine Albrecht inviting you to join me for my new radio show, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m., right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Check out KHNC's new Life Wave info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process. Go to the KHNC website and click on podcasts to listen to the Life Wave info show, or click on the natural health products button to go to the Life Wave page, where you can learn about this amazing healing and stem cell regenerating technology. And when you're ready to change your life and feel better than you have in years, you can purchase the Life Wave patches at wholesale prices. You can learn, listen to podcasts, watch videos, and purchase the Life Wave patches all from the KHNC website. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on either podcasts or click on the natural health products button. Endless information, a 100% guarantee, and wholesale prices for what many are saying is the biggest body healing breakthrough in history. All at 1360khnc.com.
Hello, radio family. This holiday season, are you dealing with weight gain, low energy, digestive discomfort, blood sugar control, and more?
We have your natural solution. Right now, for the Christmas season, purchase a large from our friends at Good Brew. They will ship out an extra small with your order absolutely free. Purchase a large and receive one large and one small. Only offer to our loyal listeners at naturallyinspiredradio.com/good. That's naturallyinspiredradio.com/good.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Did you know a 2023 survey found that 43% of U.S. adults struggle to afford their health care, with 30% delaying or even skipping medical treatment due to cost concerns? Are you frustrated with health care? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with the SBA Co-op. I will help you find a health plan solution that is affordable, simple to understand, and packed with benefits for you and your family. Send me a text or call me anytime at 720-600-7797. Or visit my website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. I look forward to working with you.
Work with Michelle today and get a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored just for you. Call her today, 720-600-7797.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born. Like a dog without a bone, and packed her out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
Okay, with the fires in L.A., I'm going to take you to the Branch Davidians there at Waco when they burned down their compound. And it was as it was burning, there were individuals at a distance dancing. They had black, all dressed in black, and they're dancing around the fire as these people are burning. They're dead as they're burning. And the reporters were wondering, who are these people? What are these people doing out there? How do they have permission? Who gave them permission to go in and dance around that fire? And the report was, well, they're fire worshipers. They worship fire and they dance and they're not doing any harm. At this fire presently, in all these fires, you will have these people in the occult at a distance on hillsides, even throughout the country. They are dancing and they are worshiping the God of fire. They are worshiping this spirit, and they desire human sacrifice, but they will take just destruction of 10,000, 12,000 homes, shopping centers, churches, banks, they'll take whatever they can get, and they will dance at a distance and worship the fire. It's just what they do. L.A., this is one of Satan's gilded cities. He has the right to burn it down if he wants. But also there's a principle that he's limited. He has to stay within boundaries. And the way he stays within these boundaries is, even though these children are given, his servants are given permission to do this evil, still the laws of the land allow voters in the future to remove these people. There are laws when they refuse to carry out their duties, when they are incompetent, like Kamala, they are allowed, the society is allowed to remove them from these positions of power. We're going to see what happens to this communist Karen Bass and to Gavin Newsom. Their punishment comes in a funny way. They think they're untouchable. No, they can be touched. Nancy Pelosi is in Germany doing her evil. And guess what? God moves his little finger. She falls and breaks her hip. She's one of the servants that's building the empire for the devil. But eventually God does have the right. There comes a time when the cup, which we all have a cup that is being filled with either good or evil, when that cup overflows, then punishment's going to come to every human being. With the Christian people that won't live a life pleasing to Christ, that cup will overflow and there will be punishment, chastisement, bringing about repentance. Hopefully, one thing that Satan, with all the demons are told, do not allow anyone to repent. To meet Christ, a person in his heart must be willing to repent of all the evil that they have done. They must repent. Without repentance, you cannot be given, your sins cannot be forgiven, and you cannot receive eternal life. And the demons know that. They don't want people to repent. Above all things, they fight to make sure people don't repent. Hopefully, in this fire, with all these thousands and thousands of people, hopefully, now that they've lost everything, now they have an opportunity to turn to Christ for help. Hopefully, it will happen. Down the rabbit hole, quickly. I read an article about a month ago, listened to a video in the Sierra Nevadas up at a ranger station. People were complaining about some kind of a animal out in the wilderness, and they had to come out and cut their hiking short. The rangers had to call the military. The military sent in about 12 or 13 trained specialists. These were special ops people. I mean, they're ready to engage in any kind of conflict. They're flown out to the Sierra Nevadas to the ranger station. They're there. They don't know what they're going to do there. It's civilian. The commander comes that evening. He tells them, our objective is there is something up in the hills, and we're going to go up, we're going to locate it, and we're going to kill it. And they're asking, what is it? And he wouldn't say a thing. Next morning, he briefed them and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Two teams of six. I think it was six people. And they won't go through the forest looking for what they don't know what they're looking for. Get up to an area that's real rocky. And he's telling them, if you see anything, shoot. Don't hesitate. Immediately shoot. If you don't shoot, it's going to kill you. And these guys are thinking, what? They don't know what they're hunting. And they finally, he said, it's something that is huge. Nephilim. Eventually they go up a little further. They hear something. They can smell something that is like a rotting carcass. And sure enough, up a little ways ahead of them is a 10-foot creature. And it charged them, and they began to unload. They killed it. They couldn't, it made some of the guys puke. They had to drag it into an opening, brought a helicopter. It weighed about 1,200 pounds, and they hauled it out. They get back to the ranger station. They're debriefed. You didn't see anything. What you saw is not real. It never happened. And you're not allowed to speak about this ever. Sign the paper. They couldn't discuss it. So they did. 10 years later, an individual went ahead and told the account on one of these videos I watched. In the Sierra Nevadas. Then, I see another article a couple of weeks ago up in Yellowstone. Some guy comes over to work for the Parks Department. I'm going to have to continue in a few minutes. You're interested, you'll stay put. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360khnc.com.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access never-before-seen pricing and free shipping.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags.
1360khnc.com and click on the Tahibo Tea button.
Check out KHNC's new LifeWave Info podcast at 1360khnc.com to learn all about the thermal light healing patches we are now selling. Learn how to live longer, look younger, and feel better by using your body's own light energy healing process.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have 2 locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Okay, to continue the story, so then way north of the Rockefeller Ranch, there in Jackson Hole, up in Yellowstone, you have this guy that comes to work for the Forest Department. He's from one of the European countries. I'll say it was Sweden, and the guy's name was Sven. So anyhow, he is working for the Parks Department, and you have all the trails, and they go through and make sure that they have to be careful because of the bears and other creatures, the Tatanka. So they maintain the trails. Well, he, Sven from Sweden, he decides to take a detour and just walk off into the wilderness. And he's out there. And while he's out there, all of a sudden he sees out in this clearing this big steel box, 10 foot, 10 foot, 10 foot, about. And he's thinking, what? How did this get out here? He's looking for tracks. They didn't haul it and bring it in through some kind of a vehicle. Grass is still standing up, upright. So he starts to walk up to it, but he's a little cautious. And as he gets close, he feels something eerie. And inside, he knows there's movement. But there are no windows, there's nothing. And he walks around to one side of it, and there is a lock. It's an industrial lock. What that means, I don't know. It's an industrial lock. So Sven is wondering what's going on. But he didn't touch it. He said it was just something inside, and it just pretty much gave him the eebie-jeebies. So he gets back to, you know, and he goes and talks to his superintendent, Parks superintendent. Guy says, oh, yeah. He said, well, I don't know. They just appear and they disappear. He goes, what are they? We don't know. Who puts them there? We don't know. But we just mind our own business. So he starts talking to some of the other employees. Some other guy said, yeah, you know, I was out one time and I'm walking out. I was off the trail. And here I see the same thing you see, a big square steel box. And he said, It was frightening as all get up. I stayed away from it. And he said, I left. He said, the next day I went, it was gone. And Sven said, what do you mean? He said, yeah, it was there one day. I don't know how it got there. Somebody must have dropped it in, set it in, UFO, who knows. Then they don't hear helicopters. They don't have any idea. The Parks Department, they just say these things appear, then they disappear. But something is inside. It's like a trap. So stay out of Yellowstone. Stay on the trails because there's something up there that might cause you to disappear. So that's the second story. Down the rabbit hole, Christ said in the days before his coming, especially in the last 8 years where we are, these strange things would happen. More and more manifestations of the other world. This was basedunderground.com. This was January 4th, 6 days ago. Mystery of unmarked shipping containers at America's ports. Something strange is happening in American ports. It's leaving experienced workers baffled. Among the millions of containers that move through our shipping infrastructure daily, some don't follow the rules. Containers that seem ordinary at first glance, but operate entirely outside of the system, and outside the system that we know and trust. A shipping system supposedly without gaps. Ports run like clockwork. Every container has a code. Every shipment has paperwork. Every move is logged. The entire system is designed to keep track of goods moving through. But for months, workers have been spotting containers that somehow slip through the cracks. These containers don't follow standard patterns. They weigh more than they should. Their paperwork marks them as empty, yet the movement suggests otherwise. What's more, equipment around these containers often fails without explanation. Scales, temperature sensors, GPS systems, even phones mysteriously stop working. Then there's a security. Teams that no one recognizes show up, just out of the wild blue, handle the containers, and the containers vanish. No uniforms, no markings, just quick, efficient work like they've done this 100 times before. First clues, the Port of Long Beach. 2 months ago, that'd be back in October, a veteran custom inspector at Long Beach saw something odd. He couldn't let it go. Container with the number KZU7793554 had a format different from any that they'd seen in 15 years. Standard containers have 4 letters and 7 numbers. Paperwork said it was empty. Scale told a different story. 27,000 pounds instead of the 5,000 pounds typical of empty containers. So something weighed 22,000 pounds. When he tried to flag it in the system, the entire computer crashed. By the time the system rebooted, the container was gone. moved in minutes by a crew and equipment no one recognized. Next day, it was as if the container never existed. Its spot on the shipping manifest had been replaced. Security footage of those 20 minutes went blank. The inspector started watching. He saw more of these containers, some odd numbers, formats, always heavier than they should be, always empty, always moved by unfamiliar crews. One night he got close enough to hear something coming from inside. It wasn't machinery. It wasn't cargo shifting. It was something else. A crane operator with 20 years of experience shared his own unsettling encounter. He could lift almost any container blindfolded. It was part of the job to sense how containers move. But 3 months ago, he came across one that didn't feel right. The container KZU-77951-Z2 marked empty. When he lifted it, his instruments failed. The weight sensor went dead. The radio stopped working. Even the container itself swayed unnaturally, like something inside was moving deliberately. And the strangest part, I've got to go to a break. I'll be back. Unnatural.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360khnc.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360khnc.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button.
I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to the MyKind CBD products. 1360khnc.com.
I'm reading from basedunderground.com, The Mystery of Unmarked Shipping Containers at America's Ports, January 4th, 2025. Going on with the article. So, there was something inside moving deliberately. Strangest part, the panels on the side of the container, there were standard cooling panels, but something far more advanced. There weren't standard cooling panels. Something more advanced. When he got close, he heard a humming sound that made his teeth hurt. His attempts to document the oddities failed. His phone shut off. The photos he'd previously taken turned to blank screens. Sometimes damaged containers need inspection. One night, a night shift worker approached a cracked container. What he found inside still haunts him. Through the crack, he saw movement. At first, he thought it was shadows. Then he realized it was a massive, at least seven foot tall. Its skin looked alive, neither fur nor scales, shifting like liquid, adapting to the darkness. Its eyes, too large and too aware, reflecting light like an animal's, but with intelligence he could feel. Then came the smell, like ozone and wet dirt, but with an unnatural sting. His flashlight flickered off, his phone died, and the sound, it was low vibration, almost like a growl, at a pitch that rattled his teeth. Within minutes, men in unmarked uniforms arrived. They labeled it a chemical leak, cleared the area, moved the container using special equipment. The next day, no record of damage, no sign anything had happened. Inside the cold, nothing had happened. Let's see here. Nothing had happened at all. Even maintenance workers aren't spared the strange encounters. One man responsible for container refrigeration units got called to check a malfunctioning sensor. Most refrigerated containers don't go below 20 degrees centigrade. This one read minus 80. It's impossible. Its equipment wasn't standard. It drew massive amounts of power for unknown purposes. A reinforced viewing panel caught his attention, and despite his better judgment, he looked inside. Behind the frosted glass, a massive shape moved, deliberate and fluid. It seemed to shift as though it couldn't decide if it wanted to be solid or liquid. Then, when his eyes turned toward him, they didn't just reflect his light, they absorbed it. Then the sound came, a deep bone-rattling thrum that felt alive. The worker backed away, only to find himself confronted by men in hazmat gear. They questioned him for hours, forcing him to sign a non-disclosure agreement and transferred him to a different job the next day. Uh-oh. Why hide in plain sight? The evidence is overwhelming. Mysterious containers marked as empty but too far, too heavy. Equipment malfunctions that seem intentional. Security teams will appear, handle the situation, and leave without a trace. So, this is the present truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Talk to you Monday. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Just like all of you, I had problems sleeping.
Podcast 1360
I had tried every pillow out there and nothing worked. I'd flip-flop all night, use my arm for support, and fall asleep, or I'd wake up with a sore neck or maybe a headache. Well, quality sleep comes from keeping your neck straight at night. You have to fill in that space between your head and your bed. That's why I invented MyPillow. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it doesn't matter if you sleep on your back, stomach, side, or any combination of all three.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to get Classic King MyPillows for only $19.98. Queen size, just $18.98. Standard Classic MyPillows, only $14.98. That's right, only $14.98. Plus, all orders $75 or more ship absolutely free.